Blog Talk Radio.
Marine from New York. I used to go to Marine and I put him in Wheeler.
Morning, Michigan.
Good morning, everybody. This is Marcia Prude in Dallas, Texas. Good morning, and what a happy Monday it is already. Wasn't it a great weekend? Wasn't it a great Father's Day? Certainly hope that you enjoyed it. Hey, just want to let everybody know that you have caught us in the middle of our Jet Set 60-Day Blitz Call. No, we're not in the middle. We're almost towards the end. We only have 14 days left of this blitz. We are definitely going to make the best of it. Let's quickly go through some of our announcements. Hey, everybody, after you have gone in and chimed in your name and where you're calling from, please press *6 to help to mute out any additional background noise, because we just really want to hear your name and where you're calling from in the morning. Hey, make sure that you are registered for the YTB convention coming up in August of this year in St. Louis, and also that your team is registered as well. Also, make sure everyone is pre-registered for the YTB University classes, and you can take care of all of that in your back office. The Jet Set 24-Hour Hotline is designed to help your business grow. That number is available 24 hours a day. That number is area 512-404-1250. And then, of course, tonight, you'll want to make sure and have at least two new people on the call tonight on this line at 9 o'clock Central Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, a great business presentation that's going to be done by our directors, Roland Latouris and Craig Sweet. And you definitely want to have at least two friends there to listen to the whole thing. Now, that's going to be, like I said, at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on this line tonight. And then right after that, for all the people that you helped get started this weekend or anyone you know who just wants to restart and kick off their business again, please be on the leadership training call tonight. That's at 9:30 Central Time and 10:30 Eastern Time on this very same line. That call is going to be headed by our director, Craig Sweet. So you'll definitely want to be on the call tonight and help people get their business started or restarted. Now, we had Coach on the call last Friday, and he said, you've got about a week. Maximum time, you've got a week to get on this cruise. A Harvest is Plenty cruise. It's going to set sail June 30th. Gosh, in just two more weeks, we're going to be leaving from Miami and sailing to Key West, and then we're going to sail to Cozumel. And boy, are we getting excited. I got calls from people who are out shopping for their white. And let me say, by the way, that as long as you're wearing white, that's it. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be whatever. It's just white, okay? So people were calling about trying to find, you know, super great outfit. I'm like, man, you can wear shorts if you want. Just want to make sure in white to show your team spirit. But it sure is coming up closely, and I'm so looking forward to everyone. I'm meeting everyone on this cruise. We are certainly going to have a fantastic time. Hey, tonight, if you are in the Indiana area, specifically the Muncie, Indiana area, I want to invite you and your guests out to meet me. I'm going to be out tonight in Muncie, Indiana. Specifically, I'm going to be giving a business presentation at the Knights of Columbus Center. Now, that address is 3600 West Purdue Avenue in Muncie, Indiana. My first time there, so I'm really looking forward to giving a great business presentation and also some meetings, some really fine people. So make sure and bring your guests out tonight. We're really looking forward to that. Let's go ahead and get started this morning by bringing on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates that his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Hey, let's greet him this beautiful Monday morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning out there to all of you champions. Good morning, power team leaders. You know, as I continue to congratulate and welcome and say good morning to all of the $10,000 dream bonus earners and all of the President's Club ring wearers and all of the directors and circle of champions, all of them started as power team leaders. They're in position to get paid just like the top earners of the company. So good morning to all of you, and yes, happy Father's Day to all of you. Happy Father's Day. Sure hope you took time and just congratulated and thanked Dad for being Dad, and just congratulations and thank you to all of you out there that sent us good Father's Day wishes. Thank you so much. I received over 285 text messages saying Happy Father's Day to so many, from so many of you out there. And thank you so much for all that love. It just feels so good. And yes, Marcia, we can feel your smile coming through the phone. So good morning to all of you. You know, I just want to make sure that you all know that the harvest is plenty. The harvest is plenty. Abundance is your birthright. Greatness is your destiny. But as I say that, I want all of you to understand that I really believe that all of us, every single one of us, are born to win. But somehow along the way, we become conditioned to lose. You know, all of us can remember the last couple of times you really screwed something up. All of us can do that. We need to start celebrating and thinking of the last time that we did something good. You know, we don't think about that. The last time that you took a plunge for your family and started a business and that you're pressing forward and you're trying and you're doing. But remember, that's what it takes to win. And all of us are born to win. And let's just make sure that we do that. You know, folks, as we continue to grow our business, as we continue to challenge ourselves, we continue to push towards success and push toward the next level, just remember, folks, that there really is no competition. The person that you're competing with is just yourself. And it's just important that we stretch ourselves, that we push ourselves, that we go the extra mile, and that we just continue to get the last little bit, oftentimes right when you're ready to give up, right when you're tired, right when you get discouraged. That's right when the blessing is. I just want to encourage everyone to continue to keep pushing. Remember, all of us are born to win, but somehow along the way we become conditioned to lose. We become conditioned to hate change, and you know, most people just don't like change. You know, why do I have to change from something old to something new? Why do I have to do it from maybe something different than what I was used to? Why can't I just continue to do the same thing? I'm comfortable here. It feels good here. Why do you want me to try something new? Why do you want me to just press towards something I'm not good at and try to become good at something? Why must I do that? Why can't I just stay right here? Because, folks, let me tell you, when you're in your comfort zone, that's when you know that you're not pushing forward. You're not stretching yourself. You're not stretching your vision. You know, all of us are just used to what it took to get to where we are. But since we know that we want to be at a different place, we want a different future, we want a different income, we want our annual income to become our monthly income. In order for that to happen, in order to have more, we know it's just logical that we've got to do more. In order for things to get better, we all know that we have to get better. And if you're on this call, then you're already stating that you know you've got to get better. You know you're up early, you're here getting this, and I just want to come in and congratulate each and every one of you to continue to push forward. There's no competition. There's only yourself. It's the only person that we're really battling with is ourselves. When you start rationalizing and thinking things to yourself where you know you're not following that voice inside that tells you you can do it, continue pushing forward. Folks, let's just kind of flashback for a moment. Look at some of the things that we've talked about on this Blitz call. I want to go back to the very first habit that we talked about, creating new habits. The new habits produce new results, and creating those new habits and getting rid of some of the old habits. I want to make sure that everyone is beginning each and every call, each and every day. We're beginning by waking up a little bit early, 15 minutes early in the morning, and beginning by speaking the daily confession. I've talked to so many and so many of you all that say, James, ever since I started reading that daily confession, stuff started happening in my life outside of YTB. Things started coming to me. You know, that the confession just speaks life into your business. Lost money found, raises and bonuses. Make sure that you're saying and you're repeating, you're speaking out loud the daily confession, that you're speaking the success words in your life. And right after the daily confession, folks, you go into your personal time of prayer, where you're doing whatever your morning prayer is, where you're communicating with your Creator. You're getting closer to the source of all true wealth, all true power. And during that prayer, at the beginning, the middle, or the end, whatever's comfortable for you, you begin to ask God for what it is that you want. And when you ask, believe immediately that it is on its way. It's coming. It's already there. And then you kind of go into your deep creative thinking, where you begin to picture your success and what it looks like and how is your life once you've already gotten there, who you're going to meet, and once you meet them, then what happens? You just kind of create the story in your mind. And as you begin to picture your success, whether you know it or not, you're already creating your success right there, just sitting there thinking. And after you've kind of done this, go into a quiet time where you begin to listen, quiet yourself, and you begin to receive and hear back from who you were praying to, and you begin to get that instruction, begin to get that direction, and then begin your day. And let me ask you something, folks. If you knew in your heart that everybody that you talk to would eventually join YTB, then who would you talk to? Who, if you knew that everyone you talk to would say yes, everyone you talk to would join, who would you talk to? How many people a day would you talk to? My challenge to you is begin each and every day with that in mind. Begin each and every day speaking life into your business and knowing that what you do will not fail. It cannot fail because of who's behind you, who's empowering you, who's walking with you step by step, who's leading you. When you know who's leading you, when you know where you're going, and you know why you're going there, folks, it's just so, so important. So make sure that if you have not had a personal Get Started orientation session with James and Marcia Pruitt, the Jet Set Leaders, I encourage you to call the 24-hour hotline, 512-404-1250, 512-404-1250, and press 4 and get a pen and paper and do your Get Started orientation session. Folks, make sure that you're pointing people to the presentation on the Harvest is 20 Step 3. Make sure that you're using that magazine, that you're using that, you know, the power of one, that you realize you're just one recruit away from an explosion. Make sure that you get people keyed in, that you're contacting from your warm market, and you're pointing them toward the internet presentation to see if they like what they see, and they see it in a non-sales, non-persuasive environment. Make sure that you're putting them on the conference calls that we do live at night with the Jet Set captains and Jet Set directors. Make sure that you're utilizing all the tools here, folks, for you to utilize. Make sure that you're in contact with your power team leader or your immediate upline director. Make sure that you got that connection. Folks, make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do, that you're doing what you're called to do, you're doing where you're being led to do, that you're giving your all, you're doing your best. Make sure that we're doing all of these things on a daily basis, a daily basis, a daily basis. Make sure that you're utilizing all of the tools, folks, because when you hear these success stories, you read that magazine, the people that have gone before you have done what we're asking you to do and just getting there a step by step, building your business brick by brick. And every single day, every single conversation, every single comfort phrase, every single validation call, you're just getting there a little bit closer, a little bit closer, step by step, brick by brick, building your business. That's what it takes. Don't get discouraged. Just continue pressing on. And you don't need more supervision, folks. You don't need more supervision. What you need is a super vision. That's what you really need, is to picture it in your mind, picture your success, grab your mentor, and start running, start going. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I want to pause for a moment and just bring on my partner in success, everybody's hero, folks, and I'm talking about everybody's hero, third-level director, multiple President's Club ring wearing, big-time bonus earning. Please help me welcome to the call none other than Mr. Roland Maturis. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, what an awesome way to start the call, man. Faith honors God, and God honors faith. And really, James, really, only those who risk going far can't possibly find out how far they can go unless they risk it, James. Where we going, James, we got to take risks. James, I remember when you came down here to South Florida, and you have to start with our first trial party, and then right then and there, you had to leave. And I told Michelle, what are we going to do? Michelle said, you do it. Why, you can't do it. And that was a risk, James. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't have a ring. I didn't know what to say. I knew I was going to probably mess up, but I took that risk, James, and I took that risk, and James, and now I look back and said, man, if I didn't take that risk, where would I be, James? And I look back and I see how Gary White or Rolanda White, you know, how I kind of stood her up on a first trial party, and she had to sit up there and take over and build her business. And I see how, you know, Vaughn and Cheryl McCullough, Gary White flew to New York to help them out. And I saw that while they were there, Gary White came back to South Florida, and they said, well, I guess we have to do the presentation. We have to take control of our business. And, James, I see a common denominator in all the directors. They had to take charge of their business. They had to take the risk. They didn't know how far they could go. They didn't have a ring. They didn't have the story at that time. They didn't have anything but faith, James. Faith honors God, and God honors faith. I just think it's real, real important that we take charge of our business. How are you doing, good looking?
Well, I'm doing really, really good, Roland, and just hearing you talk, I'm just so reminded that, you know, oftentimes, people really believe, Roland, that faith is what they experience when they're on their knees praying, how strong they believe. They think that's what faith is, but it's not. That's belief. What faith is, folks, is when you press forward and you don't know how it's going to happen, when you don't know how it's going to turn out, when really deep down inside you're a little bit scared of what's going to happen, you're a little bit scared of doing that first presentation, Roland, a little bit scared of doing that first travel party, a little bit scared of approaching that person that you're not sure about, but you do it anyway. That's faith. That's called applied faith. And you know, Roland, when you have that type of applied faith, when you have that type of, when not only are you just believing, but you're taking what you're believing and you're putting it out in practice. And folks, let me tell you, it's a little bit scary when you don't know how something's going to turn out, but you go ahead and do it anyway. And sometimes it turns out good, and sometimes it doesn't. But it doesn't matter. What's important is that you took the step to do it, that you pushed, that you believed. That is faith, Roland. When you're so nervous, you don't know what to say, but you get up there and you just say something. You just say what you think you're supposed to say. That's what faith is, Roland. And believe me, when you apply your faith to this business and you follow that little voice deep inside of you that says, I'm going to call that person and see how they're doing it, bring up our YTB business, or I'm going to go ahead and approach that person. I think, I'm not sure if they'll like this or not, but something tells me to start talking to them. Or something tells me, Roland, to go ahead and do a travel party this Saturday, and I don't even know who I'm going to invite. That's okay. Just go ahead and start meeting some folks that you can invite. You know, Roland, it's doing the little things, a whole bunch of little things. If you just do all the little things, it just seems like, Roland, the big things take care of themselves. So let's make sure that you have a travel party set up for the personal people that you want to grow in your business, that you want to invite to showcase your business. Make sure that you get your travel party set up. If you're not sure how to do a travel party, make sure you're looking at the YTB Travel Biz Toolbox that's located on your website. It's in chapter 7, 8, and 9. It's how to grow your business on the marketing side, and how to do a travel party is in chapter 9. So let's just make sure that we're doing and we're following the recipe. You know, Roland, just the other day, we had Coach Tomer on the line. And Roland, I'm looking so forward to receiving personal mentorship from Coach. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of other people there, Roland, in the room. There'll be a lot of other people there on that ship receiving the same thing, but I'm taking it personal, this instruction, the coaching, the lesson, the wisdom, the nuggets of wisdom the coach will be laying out on the Harvest is Plenty cruise. Folks, make sure that you've got yourself booked on that cruise. And coaches opened it up to pastors and their wives. So not only are we going to be the Jet Set team and Team YTB and everybody on that cruise, the entire ship, we're also going to be full of pastors. What a special, special time for a spiritually, mentally, and financially empowering voyage. The Harvest is Plenty cruise rolling. We're looking so forward to having such a good time. You and Michelle and Marcia and myself have worked so hard on putting this cruise together, and the Jet Set directors, and it's just so much rolling. It's so good to know that it's just around the corner, and I'm working hard rolling right now, I'm working hard right now rolling, because I know I'll be able to relax, kick my feet up, and have some fun with the people on that cruise, rolling with yourself, with the other directors, with the other power team leaders, with all the just rolling. It's going to be so worth it, but it's what we do now, Roland, that creates the income next week. Sometimes I think we forget that, Roland, that what we do now creates the income next week. We get to decide what we want to make next week. I think that's absolutely fantastic, Roland. I know you were thinking about putting together an outfit where you had a white cape, and then you said you weren't going to do the cape because everybody was looking forward to your cape. So I don't, you know, do you have the cape, or are you debating on bringing the cape, or I mean, what should we expect? A white cane with a hat? Well, I don't know. We're all going to be wearing white. We're all going to be looking good. We're all going to have our Jet Set mode on. But are we going to see this cape or not? What's the deal?
Well, James, I'm working on it, but, you know, Marcia threw me for a loop this morning when she said that you ain't got to go out and spend all this money on an outfit. If you wear shorts, that's okay. So I don't know, maybe I might move from a white cape to white boxers. I don't know, James, but we're still working on it. You know, I'm excited, man, and I'm just looking forward to it, man. I just have a feeling, James. I'm not going to be the only one there wearing a cape, James, so I'm just looking forward to that. That's going to be awesome, James. What's going to happen on that cruise is going to be able to change someone's life, change someone's business, man. Just change someone's faith, you know, James. Sometimes, you know, we think that it's, you know, it's not really always all about, you know, that the money or, you know, all about what's going to happen, man. But somebody's life can get changed, man. So I just, you know, talk to, you know, Guillermo, you know, Alzate. He's the guy who got the 30 and 30 and, you know, $10,000 bonus, you know, in 30 days. And James, I had a conversation with him, you know, yesterday at the certification training. He was telling me, you know, Roland, as I looked around and, you know, I was really an atheist. I really didn't believe it. I, you know, really didn't have any faith. You know, I was just going through this business, you know, and it just, I just, like, everyone I talked to and YTB had a faith for me. Everyone I talked to, I asked them, you know, are you a Christian? Are you saved? Everyone would say yes, you know, and I was like, wow, man, I'm surrounded by them everywhere I go, you know, and then he shared a story with me, you know, how, you know, his wife used to take him to church all the time, and, you know, and take him to church all the time, and it was YTB. You know, that got him to save, to give his life to God, you know, and I just think that's something special. You know, when you can look around and say, man, this must be God. God must be trying to tell me something. And he was in his bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he said, God, if this is for you, if YTB, if you're speaking to me through YTB, I want you to send me a sign. And he had a son, James, that has been dealing with, you know, with a few, he had problems, dealing with problems, and that son came to him, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning. After he said that prayer, he said, listen, Dad, I need help. Now, if I don't get help today, I'm going to die. I need you to help me change my life. And they both right then went to their wives. They gave their life to God. It's just something special happens. And it's just more about, you know, the money. It's more about the success. It's just something's happening. I really believe something's going to happen on that cruise, James. Someone is just going to, their life is going to change. So I'm looking very, very forward to this cruise, James.
You know, Ronnie, it's just humbling when you really know in your heart, in your spirit, that God is using you to do his work, to change things for people. You know, sometimes I listen to Rick Ricketts, and I've heard Rick say over and over again that when you talk to somebody about YTB, really it's you that's doing them the favor. Oftentimes we think somebody's doing us a favor by looking at the presentation or looking at this business, but Roland, we've got a true blessing. We've got a true answer for people here. It's just important that we go out and we share that blessing. We share the goodness, Roland. And just hearing that story about Guillermo, man, that's Rolling, that's something special, man. That's just something special. And I felt that same way last year. We did the YTB University, you know, and we do a different training every single year, even though our class is called Empowering You to Prosper. So the title is the same, but the content's not the same. And, you know, Roland, yet last year we were doing that training, and I had people come up to me and tell me how they gave their life to Christ. And it's just, you know, you're doing something right, Roland, when you're steering people in the right direction. It's just something special happens. You know, it's, that cruise is going to be special, Roland. It really is going to be special. And, you know, the people that are on that cruise, you know, I know how they're going to benefit. I don't know exactly how, but I know that they are going to benefit, Roland. And, you know, something that I've noticed about that cruise is sometimes people are last minute. Sometimes people wait, and, you know, to the last minute to pull the trigger to go ahead and do it. If you're one of those people, go ahead and get yourself on that cruise and see if what Roland the Tourist is saying, and see if what Marcia and James and Michelle are saying, see if what the directors are saying, see if what that's true. See what you encounter when you're out there with those, that group of people on that ship. Oh, my God, Roland, so many special things are going to happen. You know, I'm just super, super, super excited about where we are in this blitz, about where we are in growing our business, and where we are in this incredible journey that we're happening, folks, where we're creating the destiny and discovering who we are, coming into a place of self-actualization. There's an old saying that a man that knows who he is, who he really is just unstoppable. And I really believe that the path of finding out who you really are happens when you're on that personal time in the morning, when you're communicating with your Creator, you're speaking that daily confession, you're doing the habits of a millionaire and shedding the habits of a thousandaire. And I know it's an uncomfortable place, but it's uncomfortable right now what millionaires do. But that's where you're going. So you may as well start getting comfortable. So, you know, I'm not real comfortable, Roland, how to do a presentation. Well, that's what directors do. Well, that's what power team leaders do. Well, that's what you're going to have to do. Are you willing to stretch and learn to do it to make $80,000 a month? Huh? Are you willing to push yourself to make $120,000 a month? Huh? When those people start making that type of income, folks, it wasn't easy. It was pushing. It was breaking through. It was giving your all. It was showing up when the other person didn't show up and making that follow-up call when you don't really feel like it. And you know the person's just not, let me just make the call anyway. Let me just do it anyway. I know I'm not that good at doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Make sure that you are doing what you're supposed to do to have what you're supposed to have. Because, yes, abundance is your birthright. Greatness is your destiny. You deserve your dreams. You deserve to have the life you want. You deserve it. It's yours for the taking. It's already yours. All we've got to do is step into it and do the necessary things. And even if it's uncomfortable, go ahead and step into it. Do the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. Remember what Roland Tourist always says, that weekly meetings build your team. But what is the other part, Roland?
The travel party pays your bills.
Travel parties pay your bills. So get your travel party set. Get some folks on that conference call tonight. Boy, the higher gas goes, the higher food prices become, the more it costs to make it today. Folks, people are going to have, they're not going to starve. They got to get their B plan together, and everybody you talk to is watching you, watching you. Will you continue to go, or you give up and quit? And they can say, see, I told you. No, you continue to push. You continue to share, and you lead with love as you're sharing this business, folks. Boy, I'm excited about where all of you all are going. If you haven't already done it, call Eva Jones if you need to at the corporate office, the YTB corporate office, Eva Jones. She's handling all last-minute changes and all arrangements for the Harvest of 20 cruise, and get yourself on that cruise. Roland, it's going to be an exciting week on this call, an exciting week. It's a great day to be above ground, and I'm going to pass this call over to you to close out as you do each and every morning. And, Roland, let me just say that I'm going to have more than two guests on that conference call tonight. I'm going to have everybody in my power team, everybody on my personally sponsored, all of my leaders on that leadership call tonight, and I can't wait to hear what you and Craig are putting down. I would love to be on that call. Let me just turn the call over to you, Roland. Close it out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, sir.
James, I would love to. If your power team leader is not around, if your sponsor is not around, they're not doing the things that they need to do to help you build your business, then you have been empowered to be a leader. You have been empowered to take charge of your business. I tell people all the time, what you don't confront will settle inside of you and will manifest as sickness. What you don't confront will settle and manifest as sickness. And that's why you talk about fear of flying, man. I had to confront that fear of flying. You know, we talk about fear of heights, claustrophobic. Those are sicknesses that start building up inside of you, fear of talking, fear of speaking, you know, those type of things. If you don't confront it, it will settle inside of you as sickness. And we don't want sickness, guys. We want to confront anything that seems like a little bit of fear. We want to confront it and watch God do the rest. I tell you what, a man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, about 8 minutes without air, but only 1 second without hope. Only 1 second without hope. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Whatever you're hoping for, go for it and let God bless. Faith honors God and God honors faith. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Latouris, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. See you on the call tonight and tomorrow morning.
Another powerful morning call with the Jet Set team, and what a way to start your day here in YTB. And for all of my team members that are tuned in or that caught this live this morning or listening to it through the Blog Talk archives, hey, you know, apply the information that they share. And remember, if you don't know what the Daily Confessions are, go to theharvestisplenty.net. And you will see on their training, and you'll see where they have the daily confessions. You know, and you want to be able to focus on the things that James said. It's very important to have, you know, creative time and quiet time, and you know, with the Creator, and talk to God, and ask God to help you with not only your business, but to also help you with your life. I do that every day. You know, motto, God first, family second, then business. I keep God foremost in front in my life. It's very, very important to spiritually focus so that way you can apply one of the things that attracted me to this company, it's saying by Coach Toma, and that is, if it ain't right, don't do it. If it ain't so, don't say it. That tells you the type of integrity that the founder of this company has, that if it ain't right, he ain't going to do it, and if it ain't so, he ain't going to say it. So, you know, speak truth, do justice, and you will be blessed. Hey, take care. God bless all of those that tuned in to this, and, you know, just apply, folks. Just apply, just try, and God will help you do the rest. Peace and blessings. Baba Jahi, sign it off.